Blog Talk Radio.
I know we got some recaps of what went on for last week, and well, we're coming down the countdown now. So we'll basically a few more days away, and be in less than a week. So we'll be here, ready to roll. I'm gonna let a couple guys come on later on. I know they want to talk about some of the races that went down over the weekend, and I guess they're talking about their anticipated races and some of the guys that are looking forward for some racing, because I know if you looked out there right now, there's a lot of guys that's looking for action. Small blocks on nitrous, small blocks on motor. We got a little everything. But I'm going to get right to it. I've seen a couple of the races went off at Del Mar. Wicked Bird went out there. You know, he ran twice. He ran Frank White. He lost to Frank White, and then he lost to... let me see, what was his name? Dotson, Meek. So that, you know, he's out there, he's trying to, he's putting action out there. So regardless how you look at it, I know guys want to joke on somebody, but hey, one thing about it, he's out there doing it. So I know he's been trying to get out there. All in all, they had some nice racing out there this weekend out there. Looked pretty good. But for everybody ready to see some more racing going on, we hope to have a whole bunch of racing going on this weekend. We got a couple things going off. I know Mark Jones and definitely Jeff Rogers are going to be going at it. We also have Carlos Wells will be having a big tie action. He'll be coming in the house. Be ready with his car that day also. He's going to make his pass down if everything works out like he wants. He's going to take a he's going to take that 1-1 from Jeffy that same day. So it should be interesting. As I've seen, I'm looking over here with Marcus Wongas and the crew. They'll be ready. I see they got a couple few cars that they got coming out, some the Nova, which then I haven't seen ever come over here, but they definitely got it. They got their little group there. They got a pretty decent crowd coming from where they are. The yellow Nova, the red Nova, his Nova. So they got the Nova connection. They're looking for some action. I know Marcus is supposed to run Wicked Bird that day, so we'll see what happens with that one. And I think they got to do that off the trail, if I'm not mistaken. I'll make them come in there for that one. I'm not sure exactly, but also, who do we got? Oh, Mr. Weeby Cooper and the man boys. I don't know the whole deal on the whole situation, how they're doing it, but because I know they were trying to get a race locked in with 50, so I don't know if it did happen because I think 50 wanted to go off the trailer with them. And I don't know if they changed it around, so I'll let Walter Mann come on here and let me know, or let 50 come on here and let me know what happened with that deal. But otherwise, we have a lot in store. We also have, matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to let these guys come in here quick because I'm going to let them get tell them about their race. I don't really rather not say, I'd rather let them say what it's supposed to be. My man, I'm glad he's okay right now. My co-host here, he's doing his thing. Fat Albert, your mic is open.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What's going on, Joe? All I got to say, Joe, is tick tock, tick tock. Clock is counting. Tick tock, tick tock.
It definitely
somebody
is
in trouble.
Somebody
in trouble now.
I got to put it out there because he asked me to get him a run. So I'm going to put him out there. He says 10-5 Drew wants to bring the Malibu out and looking for a little action out there. Small block on motor. We'll take a spot from also a Nitrous car. You know, if they want to do it, we can do something or motor to motor. Either way, they want to do it. I know there's a couple cars I was supposed to Weeby was supposed to let me know. But I didn't get in touch with Weeby. But you know what? Matter of fact, I'm going to – Weeby, you make sure you hit that one button. And let me see. Let me just make sure I open up this mic too because partner in crime here, 443-4219. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, we can hear you.
I thought you told me Fat Albert was sick.
He was.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in hospital.
Sorry
to Joe.
Man, we gonna hire Pro Stock Joe to take your place.
We're just fire, like, that's all. he done got fired before. One more ain't gonna hurt him.
Okay.
Hey, I gotta put Dave on here too, cause Dave was asking about you too. You know, Mount Vernon Dave.
He
had diagnosed you. I don't know the whole diagnosis, but Dave, make sure you hit the one button so we can get you in here with him.
Yeah,
I got to make sure because Dave had already saw the symptoms ahead of time. So I was like, wow, Dave's a doctor.
Here we go.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. Don't get me lying. I don't know. Mount Vernon Dave. I want to make sure I hit you in before I never hit Walter Mann in right away, too. Dave don't want to come in. But, hey, Jeff, are you ready for Mark Jones that day? I just going to need to know first.
I don't forgot about him. I'm ready for somebody else. I'm ready for anybody that shows up in the track, anybody in the country.
Okay.
I'm ready. As long as I got Fat Albert on my side, I'm good. We're ready.
Yeah,
don't care nobody.
That's it. That's right. Mark Jones is the only idiot. I mean, the only racer that stepped up. You know.
Yeah.
Well, let me make sure I open. Let me make sure I open my partners too here because I gotta open him up real quick. before I get to everybody, because this is the doctor of the house. He knows all ailments, and, you know. So 914-0471, your mic is open.
Yeah, Joe, what's up?
Yeah, well, you know, Dr. Dave, can you tell us what you said that you saw with Fat Albert that was wrong with him?
Oh, he had lot lizarditis. Yeah, right. He got a hold of one of them bad lot lizards, and it didn't work out for him.
I told you, Joe, to mute his mic. Why you over here, Mike?
Oh, Lord.
he said he spotted it a mile away.
Well, he knew something was wrong when he got home and got in the shower and the shit was glowing in the dark. He knew something was wrong.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So he rushed right to the hospital, fell right out.
Matter of fact, since you getting so good with these predictions and tell what somebody got, you got any predictions on some of these races?
War going to beat the shit out of Weeby. Yeah,
damn.
The man boys, they're going to beat the shit out of Weeby. Mike Brown going to whoop Rock Lizard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and OG Bobby's going to be the new Cliff.
Let me clear this one up for you guys. I want to make sure you let you know everybody something. Last week, everybody was teasing OG Bobby, but he couldn't come on because as we were speaking, his mother passed.
Yeah, definitely family.
So I'm just going to let you guys know ahead of time. His race, they already talked to me, and I got them on the phone with each one. And their race is rescheduled because he's got the funeral. He's got to do the funeral. So, you know, everybody's getting everything ready. So it's a family issue. And I want to thank every last one of the grudge races that couple had locked-in races with them. They wouldn't take his grudge. They wouldn't take the lockdown. So that's being stand up.
I talked to him a little while ago. He said he will push all his races to Memorial Weekend at MIR, the 30th of May.
Yeah, he did say that. I know he locked in two, but I'm not sure on one or two that for that day. But he definitely said that. You know, but everybody knows what happened, so they know it's. Nobody should be hard on nobody. That's all to it. Let's be real. It's a personal. It's a family, and family comes first before this race. And I'll tell you that.
And EP gonna beat James in a coma.
EP gonna beat James.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a home.
Well, who you like between Jeff and Mark Jones?
Jeff, just because of the way Mark Jones talked to you.
Hold on then. How about LeBron and EP?
How they running? That's an insult race.
His head's up.
Ain't that an insult
off
race?
Off the trailer.
Oh, off the trailer. Oh, that makes it interesting. Off the trailer. Wow. That's a hard one right there. EP got to make the trip. He don't make the trip. Woo wee.
EP got to drive.
That's going to be an interesting one there. Off the trailer. Wow.
And also, Bigger Bird and Marcus Wongers, what you like? How you like that?
Did he got any feathers left?
That's an insult race. That's an insult race.
Does he have any feathers left? Damn.
Yeah, he's like, come on, man.
Damn.
Wicked Bird going to catch pneumonia, man. Walk around here with no damn feathers.
That ain't shit. That ain't right. The man had just a cough up. Come on now.
Let me ask my man a question. You going to track, Daddy, with your car? Oh, okay. He said, no, I got Pro Peanuts in here. He said he got a I hate Malibu goddamn shirt on. I figured. I just thought he was going to track, Daddy. I thought maybe I was going to tell y'all, call Kevin and tell me better not show up.
Oh, man. You can stop us, though,
can't you? But that's what you texted me and told me to say, Joe. I'm just repeating what you texted me.
No, no, that's not how it's going to. That ain't me texting.
Y'all two ain't putting that on me. Uh-uh.
That's not how it's texting. That ain't me.
That's it, Joe. You're the promoter, Joe.
Oh,
that
Lord.
Album is just the MC, man. He's the man on the mic.
Oh, man. Hold on. Say, they calling the wrong phone. Hold on. Let's say, let's do this.
Is Shaq going?
Hello?
How you doing? How's everything?
Hey, what's all that noise in the background? Y'all hear it or just me?
Yeah, I hear a little static,
Yeah.
You probably still got a little radiation on you.
Hey, look, as many tests they ran on me, I probably do an x-ray they took.
What was wrong, Fat Albert?
I couldn't catch my breath.
You too goddamn big to be chasing your breath around.
Yeah, she sat on my face and I told her to get up and she stayed down there too long.
That's how they get you back, boy. I tell you, they know how to get you back.
She told me, you ain't done yet. And she didn't come up. I said, babe, hold on, let me breathe.
You gotta keep a tape. You gotta keep a taser in your pocket.
But I'm all right, though. I'm back to normal. Shit, I'm in the truck right
good.
Now. I'm gonna take a few days off. Shit, it's hard to keep a good man down.
Man, just take it easy, man. Don't push yourself.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good weather. We're going to have some
Okay, I'm back, you guys. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Customers had to get ready for doing my landscaping. I take care of them by this year, so I got to see them. I got to see them next week.
Okay.
We're good. But let me just open up this mic because I got to make sure he gets in. Walter, man, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up there, Joe? What's up there, Fred Allen? Hey, Fred Allen.
Hey, Walter.
You know you're not the man you used to be, so be careful. You can't look down like you used to. So be careful.
Yeah, you're right, Walter. Good report.
But also, Joe, last week, 50, That wasn't nothing but a look away. He knew that we already had a race locked in off the trailer. So when he found out that we could postpone it off the trailer, and he came on and said, Red Rock, he apologized that he really didn't want no action. So,
he apologized?
He apologized. He said, what happened? At first, he didn't think Weaver would go for it, you know, that let us feel, you know, run him first. So that's why he was doing all that smack.
One minute. I got to ask you something. I don't know what's going on, where you've been, wherever, but you make a whole bunch of people apologize a lot lately.
Like said, it's a Wallace. He said, deep inside, I've been wanting to run you for years. He said, but I made a mistake and called your name. I had to apologize to you. I didn't mean to call your name. It was a big mistake.
It was a big mistake. So tell me something, Walter. since we're under the apology, are you going to make Fat Albert apologize too?
I'm going to make him apologize also. I mean, Fat Albert was running here since last year. And right now, closer it gets to running him, he always come up with some kind of excuse. His car ain't ready.
He
ain't right.
He in the hospital. Yeah, I know.
So he
probably faked that one that he was in the hospital then.
He
probably thought you were coming.
Joe, I saved him a bed. I saved him a bed in the hospital when they sewing back up when I finished with him.
So like I said to you earlier, you got number one thing for that. You ain't, like the man said, you ain't the man you used to be, so stop trying to look down so long. Come on, Miss Matt.
I knew they were coming today.
Come on, Miss Matt, that's all.
Oh, my God. What time y'all race got to start, you and Weeby then?
I don't know if I left it up to Wall and Weeby, you know, but they want to get it off early because they want to try to do one or two races that day.
Okay. Do you want to reveal anybody that y'all might want to jump on after that?
Well, they were talking about Jack and a couple other guys. If they get over that day, if they beat Weeby, the track will be an upset that day.
Right.
If they beat Weeby, I promise you that.
All right.
If they beat Weeby, they're going to be an upset the track that day.
What do you mean? People going to be upset because he beat Weeby, or y'all getting ready to jump on somebody else?
No, the person that they called out, they're going to be an upset.
Ooh.
They beat Weeby. The person they called out is going to be upset.
Yeah, you can't give us no hint?
No, I can't give you no hint, Carl. Just I can't give you no hint in case it don't go that way.
Okay. Good for it. Okay. But if it do.
But if they do beat Weeby, it will be an upset. The person they call out. They'll say, oh, my God, no.
Oh, shoot.
As the man said, it's been a long time coming. Change your bit of come.
Hold on, let me see if I can get my Astrodominus over here. Astrodominus, Dave, can you predict anything or tell us something maybe? Can you look in the
what
future?
Happened? I was on. What? Can
we
I
need
in
you to look into the future. We need to find out in case Walter and them get past, we really say it's going to be a major upset after that.
Uh-huh.
Can you look up in the future right now and be able to tell me what maybe you might know
something? You go to the casino when you up. What do? You keep on gambling, right? When you're winning, you keep on gambling, right?
Yeah.
All right. It's hard to stop when you're winning. That's the hardest part.
Okay.
Everybody go to the casino and be up, but when do you get up? That's what matters. But it'd be early in the day. It won't even be dark yet when they finish with Weeby. I mean, listen, anything might happen to anybody.
I mean, evidently, if you pull in the track with your race car, you know you came to race, right?
Uh-huh.
So shouldn't nobody be surprised if they happen to see a bunch of man boys walking their way? So that's what you're there for. That's what you're there for. You're there to race. I'm just saying you're there to race.
Yeah.
So if by chance you see about four or five man boys, you know, I'm not talking about Shaq. I wasn't mentioning no names, but if you see a bunch of man boys coming your way, because Shaq did approach Walter at Colonial Beach last year, and Walter don't forget nothing. But I ain't going to say no names. I ain't going to say no names.
Oh,
no, we got to wait and make sure we get over on this first.
Yeah, one race at a time. One race at a time.
Damn. Well, I ain't going to lie. I see people betting Walter, betting this kid, everybody. I mean,
a
lot of money thrown on that first race.
Yeah, I just bet OC $100 that Walter win. And I bet I bet Pee Wee last week. I bet him $40.
Huh.
Me and Pee Wee got a bet too. And I think Wawa and Corey got better people.
There's money flying everywhere. Oh shit.
I would try to bet Kenny on the way to the deposit, bro, but he's scared.
Huh? You go bet the way to the deposit
Kenny
go.
The way to deposit go. Mm-hmm.
And the man got scared.
Yeah.
Lord knows. Oh, man. I ain't know it like
hey,
that.
Hey, Joe, did 50 grand ever call you back?
No. He said, hold on. I'm going to repeat now. Oh, no, I ain't going to repeat. I'm going to let Walter tell you what happened. What was said, Walter?
Well, what happened, he called him back. He said, Walter, I've been wanting to run y'all for a long time. He said, I'm betting with y'all. He said, but I made a mistake. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, he apologized. That's a gentleman.
He apologized. He said, I ain't grown up enough yet. He said, I stepped out of line, you know.
That's a real man right there. That's a real man right there.
Okay.
Yeah, he said. Yeah.
Anytime you admit you're accepting some shit. See?
He said, I bet it with y'all.
I'm just letting you know. He just told everybody. He told the man to his face too. He said he gonna be apologizing too. So we gonna see what Fat Al's it. You know, stand up to a man of his word and apologize.
I'm gonna make Fat Al come to the show and apologize too. I'm gonna make him do it on the show though.
You can make Fat Al say an apology on the show.
Yep.
I like to see that happen.
Well, you won't hear it. You ain't going to see it.
You don't hear that,
yeah.
You ain't
going to hear it.
You ain't going to see it now.
Me apologize to Walter Mann, please.
Well, you know what? Y'all should put something in the clause in the bed. That's what y'all should do. If Walter Man beats you, Fat Albert, you gotta go in front of the track right by the there, going by the bowl, by the stick, and get
you
down
what,
one knee and say, I apologize.
Forget all this bull crap. Walter Man, lock in for Memorial Weekend. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of your mouth.
What? But we before the lockdown last year.
Now, we're locked
and
in for William Brown events at BMP that Saturday. Lock in right now. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of your mouth.
No, wait till you're a little closer for that. As of right now, I'm doing something a little different.
Okay. And I won't miss
right
anything. That's what I want.
Yeah, that's what you're going to get. I wouldn't put that little
yes,
car on you.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be right. Unless you give it a little something.
Now,
Now, hold on, Lola, you didn't hear what he said. He said you get a little car something, he try something with that.
I don't want no little car. I don't want no stage somewhere. I ran up with my I want the main one. Fuck all that run the little car bullshit. Give me Midnight Express.
You still be getting the man board though.
Give me Midnight Express, and we gonna settle this shit.
I'm done pissed
me off.
I mean, I'm gonna make you apologize.
I'm gonna make him apologize.
Well, as of right now, for that, what you saying to me? As of right now, for what you saying to me? You all ready to go?
Yes, sir. Remora, we need.
Hold on, answer that question. Right now, you're saying you're all ready to go.
By Remora weekend, I will.
Brown Show.
Wim Brown Show.
Huh?
Yeah, Wim Brown Show.
Okay,
I will
Joe, you heard what he said. Right now, Joe, I can't promise you.
But
right now, Joe, I don't know what my plans are. I'm up here. I came back from back. Oh, the guy had me come and do a couple of trips for him. I'm in Florida as a speaker. I got to see exactly where I'm going to be at. But since I know he's ready, so if I call him out and tell him he's at Brown Show, I want no excuse out of him. But he said he was
ready. He can't have no excuses. If he have an excuse, he got to get down there and go on that one knee. So
you know what, Joe? I see you like riding the fence.
I'm just saying that'll keep it fresh. One of y'all ain't gonna want to apologize, so it gonna happen.
Excuse me. Fat Albert, my man does not like riding the fence. He built the fence.
Well, he must got a gatekeeper. He sure go through that fence right here.
I am the gatekeeper.
Oh, all right, Joe, open up the mics. I know some mics want to get open.
Well, you know, I got to get James McCormick on. Get James on. I got to see. They been a little quiet back there. James and Chris, I got to get them on there real quick.
We need LaRon.
Oh, LaRon? I'm surprised I ain't hearing LaRon. See, right now, LaRon is meditating. Because LaRon got a lot on his plate. When I say a lot on the plate, he got a lot on the plate.
Oh, yeah. LaRon said he's going for MVP. He got one show. He going for 2-0. He going to be MVP for two shows, back-to-back.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, he got a task on his hands. He got some stuff on his hands. That's all I can tell you. Cause I'm being real. All the bets he done made, shit.
Yes,
he can buy the MVP when he leave out there. If he win all them, whew.
Boy, he going home a happy camp. What do you say about 24,000? All bet it up. Woo.
Yeah, I put it this way. The first bet is 10 off the bat with the car. That ain't counting the side bet that he done did with Jazia and the rest of them. So, you every last bit of 14 on that bet. So, that's all I can say. But I'm going to open up this mic because I see he here. So, 201-9355, your mic is open.
Yo, good evening. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, Sylvie. I meant to call you because I got to ask you a question. Everybody inquiring minds want to know, why did you let them two nitrous bottles, let the air go out in there, all the nitrous go out in the air?
Why?
Yeah.
That's a secret.
A secret? Okay.
That's only clear.
Hey, look, I ain't gonna lie. I was getting phone calls mentioned, what's up with your man? I said, what are you talking about? They sent me a post.
No, but Joe, I opened them up and put a video up. I'm gonna open the motherfuckers up again in May. End of May.
Okay.
Now, whoever want to know something can find out the end of May.
I got to find out. Somebody got a staticky mic, boy. I tell you, the phone is very staticky.
They've been doing that since your show been open. I mean, I was
hold on,
listening.
Let me see. This might be Jeff Rogers' phone. Yep. Right? I got,
yep.
That's Jeff, that was Jeff Rogers' phone. Let me just tell him. Let me tell him. Hey, Jeff, put your phone on mute until you get ready to talk because you got a lot of static coming in.
It ain't my goddamn phone.
Yes, it is. That joke is static in a way.
In a way.
Hey, you guys can barely hear him, right?
Yeah, I
can
barely
hear him. Hold on. Watch. I'm going to click it off for a minute.
It's Jeff's phone.
That's Jeff's phone.
That's your phone. Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah,
that was your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
your phone
that's doing all the static, for real.
Hang up and call back.
Just hang up and call right back, Jeff. He came in here.
Yeah, he gone now.
Gone now. Yep, perfect. Clear too. So that was a secret that you did. You said you're gonna open up. Matter of fact, who you planning on opening up on now, since we got you on here?
Listen, whoever want them opened up on them. You know, if we sit down and talk and they like what they like, I like what I like. It's a go. I ain't gonna discriminate.
Well, Cliff, I would love for you to open it up on Butch Wood. We done tried twice to get that ass, but, you know, a third time got to be a charm, you know. I mean, I know he's tired of playing punk. Excuse me. You know, but, you know, I'm hoping that we can, you know, get that ass.
Yeah, Jeff, your mic is open now, too.
Yeah, I got you.
Nice and clear.
Okay, nice. A whole lot better, Jeff. Yeah.
I got you.
Come on now, we got a big race, sir. We got a Mark Jones ass to get. I'm tired of his mouth.
Ain't no man, that ain't no problem. That's like fucking thing candy from a baby.
All right. As a big baby, you might bite your fingers off. You mess around, put the candy.
I'll smack him on his ass. He bite.
All I got a bet with Mark. Joe, would you like to put something on there? I know you're going for Mark. I know. I can hear it in your voice.
Oh. I'm a neutral man. I can't be doing nothing like that.
Oh, shit. I'm a neutral man, too, but I'm betting on Jeff.
You ain't never been neutral. You ain't never been neutral. They tell me you was on the other side of the fence.
I'm neutral.
I'll take 50.
A soft 50. I'll take Jeff.
Man, something wrong with his mic. What's wrong with his mic?
Ain't nothing wrong.
Hold on. Let me try to open up another mic.
You take Mark.
Call, hang up and call back. We can't hear you.
You're real funny, Judge.
I'm just saying. I can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Everybody else can hear me. Don't worry about it. I'll get some more money.
You get some more money? Uh-oh. Hey, Cliffy, what are you betting at this week? How we got to hear it? I know you already gave me $100. I know we got to give for Walter Manning a bet, right?
Yeah, but I didn't bet on any other races. I was gonna kind of like, you know, empty half of my pockets if that Cutlass would have lined up with LeRon. But being that you said what you said earlier during the show, you know, now I realize that that's not gonna happen. So you know, no problem. But I probably won't bet on any of the other races. Because I'm just gonna fall back.
But you do like Weeby over Walter Manning on the man board.
That's a good bet. That's a good bet right
there,
champ.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. That's a good bet.
Why you say it's a good bet, Pat Allen? We need to know what you're talking about. Why is it a good bet?
Because Weeby, his last few, man, the boy is looking good. He got Meat driving the car now. That bitch is going.
He ain't got no Meat driving the car. He gave Meat the break the other day.
Meat is driving.
You see
Spook
that
Juice.
One? Spook Juice gave Meat the break the other day, and they forgot to turn the bottle on.
He's going
to
get Meat the break and Meat won a race with his car. How the hell does that work?
Don't get me lying, but all I can tell you, he forgot to turn the nitrous on.
They were in a shootout.
That was a shootout?
Yeah. That was a shootout.
But the Grudge races, Meat was driving his car.
Right.
Hey, Joe, you all behind, Joe. You need to call me more often and I can tell you things. You all behind.
No, I'm telling you. Who you think driving the car when he run Walter Mann in him?
Me.
No, he ain't.
I don't think so. I think Weeby drive.
Weeby
bet,
drive.
Bet 50.
No bet.
No,
but
I think Meek driving. Bet 50.
Hold on, we're going to call Meek right now.
I'm talking to Joe. Joe said Meek not driving.
I'll call you. I'm a bet in a few seconds.
Hold on. You're not going to call me back then bet me after you get some information. You crazy?
I ain't getting no information. I'm just talking to
nah.
I'm getting some other people on the mic.
Well,
Meek
might not be driving. Meek, I don't know. They got a little situation right now, so I don't know. I just thought Meek was driving, so I'm not.
We'll bet 10,
Dave. I thought he was.
Huh?
We'll bet 10.
You just heard what I heard. What I just got information from Pat Albert that I cannot bet anymore.
No, don't bet no more.
I can't bet.
A situation going on.
Why you listen to Pat Albert for?
Don't do it, Dave. I just got a text, Dave.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, I got a text.
Yeah,
I got a text, too.
Yeah, so don't
do it.
So
y'all going back and forth to each other.
They
did
inside
yeah, I
trading.
Knew y'all was the one up there talking
inside
that shit
trading.
Before.
Hey,
Joe, what you say?
Inside
trading.
Yeah.
Inside trading.
Yeah,
we got
Martha Stewart over there.
Yeah.
God damn, he said Martha Stewart. damn.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let me make sure I open up this mic because I got to open up the company's mic. 516-7295. Your mic is open.
What's up, y'all?
Man,
what's
going on now, 50? 50?
What if I had you? Huh? Let me hear
it. I got to ask you something. The word is out.
Apologize
to the man.
You ain't apologize. Say it ain't so.
I'm not lying to you. I'll be lying if how did Pro Stock Joe say? Being the objective reporter that I am?
yeah. Tell me what you want me to do? Apologize to who?
No, I ain't want you to do it. They said
we heard
that
you apologize.
Hey, walk the man on this phone. That's a goddamn lie. I don't apologize to nobody.
Hold on, Walter, where's Where's 58? He said him downstairs.
Well, no, you got the wrong him. Him is upstairs. Okay, him upstairs. Him ain't downstairs. Him upstairs. Okay, him ain't never downstairs. Him always upstairs. You know? Like I told Walter, man, I tell you the same thing. I didn't want to tell him we're going to lock in, and he think the car look like that picture in the car don't. Then it's going to be discrepancy. So I want to keep shit clean. So that's what happened.
Okay.
So I didn't want to make a big deal out of something that I know is going to be a discrepancy. I already know that.
Mm, that's right. Okay. Good report.
Okay.
Keep the
BS down and no arguing and all that crap, because if I lock in, we're going to raise. You ain't going to like the car. You ain't going to raise. Then we're going to argue about the money. I don't want to do that. So I said, let me just come clean with the man. Okay? That's what I did.
Okay, Walter, you heard that? He said he did not apologize.
Yes.
Mason, give me a rough idea what that car is. How it look. I mean,
give me a rough idea. Who talking? Too many people talking.
That's Walter Mann. You got a speakerphone, Walter Mann. It's becoming like an echo in the back.
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on there. How about that?
Yeah,
you
good.
You know. Now, what did you say? Give you what?
Okay, well, give me what is that car? That's backhand?
Walter Mann, I don't give no description. If you put up $500 while we're on the phone right here, lock in, you can see the car.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
No,
I tried to do this the right way, like a gentleman. I tell you,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't want to give no description over the phone.
I'd rather wait and run the Travail. This way, I don't want to see the car at all.
Okay, I don't want to give no description. I want to be there with the car when you lock in. You're locking me in. That's it. There's nothing to talk about.
All right. Okay.
I mean, I'm being as clean as I can possibly be. You know I'm an asshole. All right.
No problem.
And you know another thing, they call me two sides. So I don't want to come on one side and not show up on the other side because it ain't going to be nice.
Like I said, sister, what I'm going to do, we'll wait. And when I lock in, we don't care what it looks like. Long to bring that, long to bring up.
Okay.
And what a,
No. If you're talking the way you're talking, come with your hood clothes because mine's going to be welded clothes. They ain't going to be clothes. It's going to be welded. Put some welded, tack welded clothes.
Mm. Well, that can work too,
Okay, well, how you going to tell me how to come?
You know, because I got a cop air class. You know that.
Yeah, I know. You told me that before.
I try to keep it legal. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to keep it as legal as I can.
Because right now, I feel like really when I come with like a mile, I'm over top of Fed Allen, so I might have to come at him with that shit there. I ain't planning on going in jail till I robbed him.
Who are you talking about, Fed Allen? You ain't talking about me.
Yeah. I'm talking about Fed Allen.
Don't try to get off the subject,
Walter. That man talking to you directly. Don't try to.
What I'm gonna do with Skeptic, well, he wants to run the Malibu right now. But he's saying
don't say that. If you're gonna tell the story, tell exactly what I said.
No,
I said I run the Malibu or the Chevelle. Tell him what I said.
Right.
You want to say what
I said?
Well,
I didn't know he had a Chevelle, but a Chevelle won't be there.
Okay, so don't say what I did, what I said.
But that's what I
said.
I'm
going to
wait. This right here. This right here, when we're locked in, I make sure I have the Chevelle there.
That's not what I said. Okay, no problem.
I make sure I have the Chevelle there.
Okay, no
right
problem.
Now,
make sure you
right
have
now, we bring the baby of the group there.
Okay, well, get the baby of the group there, so, and just do what you do.
We're looking for a 15-car count. It on them 14 in a row. I say 14 or 15. Might be number 16 coming up on. I don't know. I mean, every time somebody said president, we knock them off.
One thing I do like about you, Walter, man, you talk some good shit. And it always makes me smile when I hear you talking. You talk that good shit. Walter, man, you know how to talk that good shit. But you know how to talk your way out of an ass whooping, too.
No.
Yeah, okay.
But Vinny, you got to say one thing. You bet with
Wawa,
though, right?
Oh, I'm definitely going with Wawa. Because you know what I like? He going to pat the gas. That's still my boy. See, I don't care about his father. Wawa's my man. He's going to pat the gas, he said.
Going to pat the gas, bro.
That's what the fuck I'm betting on. He going to get out there. He going to pat the gas. Every time I see him, right, that's what he do. That's what he do. He's going to pack the gas. He packs the gas. So I'm betting with him. I forgot who the fuck I betted, but I'm betting with him.
No. I think it was Dave.
Yeah, Dave. James. Was it James or Dave or something?
It one or two. Dave on the phone right now, being quiet.
It couldn't be me because I'm betting with Walter, too. I bet Pee-wee. Pee-wee
but we're not
Pee-wee.
Talking
I'm
about
like
you.
Walter.
We wasn't talking about you. We were talking about you, Dave.
I know. No. You bet Pee-wee. That's what you bet. You bet Pee-wee.
I bet Pee-wee, and I bet somebody else. James. I think his name was James or something.
James Corner.
Hold on. You know what? We got James on here, too, you know. James, your mic is open.
Hey, what's
James?
Going on?
Yeah,
you remember 50 grand betting you last week?
Yeah, I forgot what the bet was, though. I remember betting him.
It was against
Walter
Man and
Weed. I think it was 50 or 100, but you can make it 100, whatever you want to do. Don't make no difference.
50. He don't remember, so he put up 200 to your 50.
No, I don't remember, I got it written down, so I'm getting ready
you
to look at it.
You said you don't
right
remember.
Now.
Oh,
I
got it
written
down.
But I got it written down.
Well, he said you can make it 100 if you want to. It's up to you.
Make it 100. See how easy I am? It's up to you. Make it 100.
Y'all
got to understand one thing. You know what you got to understand? Y'all got to understand? Ain't but two people like me, and I'm both of them.
Let's say 50 grand. $50. Wait, hold on. I didn't remember, but I'm looking at it now. It said $50 on War. That's who you was betting with. And $50 on Mike Brown and LeBron.
Right.
That's the two bets
what?
We got.
Right.
Oh, you bet with LeBron
Brown,
again.
I'm with LeBron. No, I'm with
yeah,
LeBron.
Yeah, you going with LeBron. You going with LeBron.
Right. And I got it written down. I didn't remember it, but I got it written down. So, you know, I have
so
to
you going with Mike Brown. You going with Mike Brown, right?
Right, right. I'm going with Mike Brown, and I'm going
okay,
with
Okay, right. We got it now. Keep it written down. I see what she had to
say. Yeah, I got it written
you don't
down.
Wanna make,
yeah.
You don't want to add 50 on each one of them? You don't want to up it a little 50 more?
Nah, those ain't my cards.
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm going to ask you, my man. I'm going to ask you.
Them ain't my cards.
Okay, I like that. So I'll be satisfied with the little oatmeal I'm going to get.
I'm moving.
So you ready, James, or what?
Wait a minute. Oh, that was Weeby against Warwalk. Yeah, right. That's what that race was. Okay. Yeah. No.
Are you ready, James, or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Dave said, now, you didn't hear what the man said? He said,
I don't care what Dave said. I don't care nothing about that.
Yeah, Dave.
We up to bed.
Huh?
Went from 3-on-15 to 3-on-3,000.
Oh, y'all up the bet to 3-on-3,000?
Yeah.
So y'all up the bet, double the bet. Wow.
Yep.
Well, instead of 1,500, y'all gonna run for 3,000.
Right.
Okay.
Are they running right off the trailer?
No, he running somebody else
no.
off the trailer. He running LeBron off the trailer.
Oh, he running the other guy off the trailer.
LeBron off the trailer. You'll get a test shot the first one.
I like EP for 100.
I take
from what race?
LeBron. It better be LeBron.
I like EP over James Corney for 100.
Oh no.
It's locked.
You sure you want to bet no more?
It's not my car, like you said.
Good report.
Yeah, crazy.
But I had to ask because it is my car.
Are you looking for more action that day, James, or what? Or are you going to wait till after the race?
Listen, I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there. I already tried to come at one person, but then you know how that went. So I'll just be there.
Which person?
He on the phone? Well, he ain't exactly on the phone, but his son was on the phone.
Oh, you know my Wawa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What happened now?
After he said, after he got his off the trailer, he said he was looking for off the trailer race. And I said, now that you got your off the trailer race, can we do something? And he said, see me at the track.
Oh, okay. So we got to wait for that one.
Well, like I got to consider, you know, Earl, I said there might be an upset if they get over on Weaver. I didn't say who going to be upset with.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on, y'all, because I got to make sure I open up a couple more of these mics because everybody's been on here. 678-1669, your mic is open.
What's up, everybody? This is Wawa.
Hey, what's going on, Wawa?
What's up? Hey, what would I hear? I hear 50, you bringing that Buick?
Say again?
Are you bringing that Buick?
If you give me the reason to bring it, I'll bring it.
If you got a Buick motor and lock in 200.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what's in there. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Because everybody want to jump on it because they think it's a Buick in there, but I'm a push-down
motherfucker. That's the look away.
Yeah, that's the look away.
He's not looking at the Chandler car. As long as you got a Buick motor.
He's thinking it's a Buick in there.
Listen, I don't care you got a funny car. As long as he got a Buick motor in there, he got problems.
Ain't got what?
You got problems. If you got a
I got
Buick
problems?
Motor in there, I don't care if it's a chassis car. You got a Buick in there, lock in.
No, I ain't doing that. Car won't be there anyway.
All right, son. Hey, son,
okay.
Know where
I'm
going to do. And let him know, as long as it's hurt, you don't worry about the car, as long as you base it on the motor he has. And you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Long as it's a Beard motor, forget about what kind of chassis he got. He can't come with enough motor.
But you know what? That's why I ain't coming with no Buick. I'm changing shit around. Y'all done made me do something I don't want to do. Because everybody want to jump on me. Because y'all want to get the pleasure to whoop on 50 with a Buick. Well, I'm going to fix y'all motherfuckers. I'm gonna make a phone call tonight. Take that shit out. Take it out.
Them damn motors are obsolete, 50.
Listen, I'll try anything, man. Y'all know me. I'll try anything.
But anybody on this phone that they're like Weeby, when we have the track, come to the trailer.
Anybody that like Weeby, come to the trailer. You all heard him. That Albert, you heard that, right? When
I left, so I had. Why you bringing your tablet?
Yeah, I heard him.
Your tablet right across the street.
I know you had the pom poms ready for him. I want to make sure you heard it.
But James on the phone right now.
Stay in your lane, like I do. Let me see, try to start it.
Where you told me to go to, what the fuck?
You
were
on the trailer, James?
No, it wasn't starting. Even Brian was out here.
Yes.
You running anybody off the trailer?
No.
Who you running off the trailer?
No. What am
oh,
I,
you're not.
Spanish? I said no. I ain't running
anybody
off the
trailer. No, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Oh, okay. No, I couldn't hear you.
Who this, Wawa?
Yeah. Yes,
yeah, I went into you, got your running off the trailer race, and now, you know, wanted to see what was going on.
You ain't going to come. When I turn the button loose, you ain't come.
You probably right. I just asked for a bigger spot, that's all.
Let me open up this mic because the man been sitting here. So,
I keep hearing Walter man going,
(laughs) 336-9816 Your mic is open.
Good evening,
Mr. Butchie Wood.
Todd Albert, I'm glad you're feeling better.
I appreciate that, Butchie.
Yeah, you just had to mention my fucking name, didn't you?
You know, they just asked, you know. Oh, that cost me.
Yeah.
I knew you
we'll
were
going to call.
I knew what
you were. We'll see what happens
on Monday. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Richie, you coming, huh?
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm trying to come anyway.
Okay.
You betting on any of these cars, Butchie?
I don't know. It depends on how I feel when I get to the track Saturday.
Okay.
I got to write this down before I forget it. Dave said 100.
Well, yeah. You say, you coming Saturday, Butcher? Cliff's not going to be there.
Yeah.
You all right. Okay. That's good.
I'm not worried about
that. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm not worried about that.
You stuck that with me. Oh, man. Damn. Okay. Hold on, you guys. Let me open up this mic, too, because I see they coming in. 443-7200. Your mic is open.
What's going on, everybody?
Uh-oh. I wonder where that crew is at. Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh. You know it's about to get good if I'm on the phone.
Oh, bad mouth crew is on the phone. All
I'm
saying
is I ain't seen too much.
Is Marcus and Wicked Bear still racing?
As far as I know of, yes.
They locked in. I know they locked in.
Correct. I'm going to tell y'all right now, we're bringing three sexy Novas to the beat Saturday.
Okay.
Weeby, when you run Sasquatch, we're going to baptize your ass. You ain't going nowhere. And I'm going to sprinkle the holy water on you just to revive you.
Oh, I forgot about that race with Weeby and that red nose.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's the yellow one, right?
No, that's
no,
the
no, no, no. That's the red one. It's a burgundy. It's a burgundy.
Red, red burgundy. Yeah, that's that one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, yellow one is mellow yellow. That's it. I got the
mellow yellow. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're gonna see something there. I'm gonna go back on mute. But all I'm gonna say is, be prepared to get y'all shoulders tapped on. That's all I'm gonna say.
I've seen y'all bringing the green over there too. I see.
Which group? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, that's four Novas. I forgot. Growler, yes, he's all motor. Yes.
Is that motor small block, big block, what?
I don't know what's in the hood. I just know it looks good.
Okay. No, because they would hit me up about that, so I just want to ask.
You hear what he said? He don't know what's under the hood, but I got to have a beer.
I don't know. She just looks good. That's all.
Okay. They gonna be looking for action that day.
Oh yeah.
Okay. But you ain't saying big block or small block. But you will open the hood to show you ain't got no juice in, right?
Joe, I'm not gonna confirm or deny on that one.
No, I'm just saying.
Somebody,
you know how you guys gonna show that you ain't got no juice though.
You gotta take my word.
Oh no, they ain't gonna do that. They ain't gonna do that.
Take your word.
They ain't gonna do that. You know that. I'll tell you that right now. Come on now.
I mean,
hey,
you know what this means. They gonna come to me. So we'll probably, you know what I mean. If somebody don't trust you, you know what I mean. He'll probably get the DP man. You know, take a look.
Hold on. Somebody need to go on mute with the young lady in the background.
Yeah, somebody got a whole bunch. A woman
that
in the back.
That was me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm on mute.
Hey, okay. Joe, you know what they're going to do? They're going to keep coming to me for me to call somebody on the microphone. They're going to do it all day. Watch what I tell you, Joe.
Fat Albert, you already know it's coming.
They're going to do it all day, boy. They're going to call out half the damn crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Long Island Joe, will you be there with your car?
Uh-oh, I knew that was coming.
No, I'm
looking,
bro.
That's the look away, Anton. Go ahead, move on.
No. Look at this here. No, you got me doing all that giveaway. But look. You talking about what with that, the truck?
No, I'm just asking. That's all. I'm just asking.
I'm asking you, tell me what car you talking about coming with. Because
no,
I know the truck and me going to run
just,
quarter mile. We ain't running 8 miles.
Right. That's fine.
Can't
too.
Do no quarter mile at
Flaherty. No, hell
right.
No.
Man, so y'all be in the ditch.
Yeah, so that's one main reason.
Y'all can run the first one to the net.
I guess he'll win automatically. Doing shit like that, but No, what you got? Look, but I do got some other cars I'm bringing.
Are you driving?
No, I'm not driving. I'm cooking, bro. I'm doing everything. I can give out everything.
Well, look, I'd be on the grill if you drive.
Yo.
Huh?
They don't want your food. They want a
Anton,
piece of
you
your
wanna drive? What are you saying? You want to drive and then I drive?
No. I said if you drive, I'll cook. That's what I said.
No. I'm just asking you now. You ask me that. You want to challenge me? You're driving. Me drive?
No.
I mean, I'm willing to try something like that.
Joe started smiling when you said you was going to drive it.
Hey, Fat Albert. Remember this. He might be getting played the fool. He played with me. He might got to be careful.
Man, trust me. Joe was smiling from ear to ear when you said
he was
going to drive it. That joker was smiling his ass off.
No, I'll do it on the 30th. I'll play around a little bit. I don't mind.
Look, that,
but this
that,
one
that
right here, I got to do a lot of cooking. I got a lot of food to cook.
And,
you know that. I got to try to get everything ready.
Me and your race is gonna be the same thing as me and Hassan racing.
Oh yeah, that's right. You and Hassan, damn, I almost forgot.
Oh, DP, DP will be sent to you Friday. I ain't gonna wait till I get to the track.
Oh Lord, y'all.
When y'all supposed to do that race?
First shoot down the track.
The first person that get down the track straight.
First. Yes, sir.
Hold on. 50, go on mute. I know that shit. All that background noise. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. He don't know he's got himself into, but I'm just gonna play dumb.
Hassan went to Roy Hill Driving School. I don't know what you're talking about.
Man, he ain't even got a license.
Hey, Joe.
Hey,
is Shaq coming?
Nah, he working on his other car.
Okay.
They bring a couple cars. I know they got a little street Mustang they got. I think Gazir bring his street one too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he said that last week. He was bringing. Yeah,
they all bring this. You know, those street cars, like small block Mustang, all steel, all glass. Both of them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back on me.
Why, what you got for him?
I got a lot. He can run either one of them Novas in the can.
No, they got state. Well, I ain't gonna say nothing. I'll let you go ahead and deal with them. You see what Jazeera was at the pump showing, he putting the 93 in. You know,
listen, why I got you on the phone? Marcus do know what happened to OG Bobby, right? So that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, right. We already talked. Yeah.
Oh, you talked? Oh, okay. Well, Bobby had called.
Yeah, we. I had him both on the phone.
Why you call me?
Listen, I know you've been sick, so I'm trying to let you rest up a little bit.
Oh,
Jeff was trying to give away your job.
Well, Antoine got the cure for me. All you got to do is set it up.
No, I said, no, I'm talking about the other thing, so I was trying to let you rest because I know the man Jeff was going to give away the job. Give away your job that day.
Yeah.
I said he just took. Hey. I said he only took one sick day. Don't worry about it. He'll be back. He come back with a nose. He come back and work.
That's right.
He got, as long as he got a doctor's note, he can come back.
Yes, sir.
All he had to do was drink a glass of water, get the hair out of his throat. He was okay.
Damn, Joe. Good Lord,
Joe. Damn. You're worse than Dave. Good gracious.
That's all. He good after that. He good. Oh, yeah. Hey, the Yellow Nova. I see y'all say y'all asking for action with that. How does the Nova sit? Because that's what everybody keep asking, too.
What, the Yellow Nova?
Yeah, Yellow Mellow, I think.
Okay, it sits a Yellow Nova on 28. That's how it sits.
Oh, Lord, here we go with this here trickery stuff. Hold on a second. Let me see what Mark Jones calls.
What's going on, Mark?
Oh, Lord, here we go.
I'm going on mute because I got to hear this.
You on my phone, my other phone. Okay. All right. Mark gonna call in right now. So you don't want to tell nobody how it fits, but we just got to charge you with it.
It's all, listen, Mellow Yellow is all steel, all glass, 128.
Will Yellow Mellow run a Mustang, all steel, all glass, on 28?
Possibly. I don't see why not.
Okay. Okay.
But we'll take the break from that Mustang right now.
Why now? You just said possibly. Now, why would you be giving the break? You don't even know what you got in it. Come on now. Oh, I got something for you now. Hold on. This is going to be a sweet race for you. I got a wagon. Big body wagon.
Oh,
what color is it?
Now,
what color is it?
It ain't like those, what do you call those things? What is it? What's those cars that you get now and you get a certain key and it go faster? You got the white key and it's worth 700 horsepower. The other one worth 600. What's those, Hellcats, when you buy the car?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the paint ain't going to matter. It ain't gonna change it. Bob, what color you think it is?
I don't know. I got to watch you, Joe.
No. This is somebody coming out going to drive itself. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. You ain't seen him behind no wheel. I don't know. Probably maybe 10, 12 years. But he just now said he would like to come out and play around.
Send me a picture of the car, Joe. We might do something. We might entertain him.
I think it's an 80 Malibu wagon. Small tire.
Why
you got to see a picture of it and it's all steel, all glass, just like him, all steel, all glass? So why you got to see a picture of it?
I got to see a picture of it because I might already know what it is, or I might have some insights on it. No,
man,
I just want to see a picture.
No,
I'm not running no good cars.
Shaking,
you don't have no insights on this car because he's never been able to put it together.
I'm chilling right now.
Yeah, next time you watch your mouth when you try to put
they don't know nothing.
Joe trying to put in his retirement papers. He's trying to get Joe to drive a car. Joe, fix your ass right up.
No, but look, come on now. Didn't he just ask a whole bunch of, when I asked him, I said, is it a big block or small block? I don't know what it is.
He don't know what it is.
All I know is a Malibu wagon, so big heavy car.
That year Nova didn't come with a removable hood. The hood just stayed in one spot.
Never had to check the oil.
Yeah, all I know is, you know, all four of them are all steel, all glass, Novas. 28s.
And that's what we are, all steel. Oh, just the nose is just steel, or the back ain't?
No, they're all steel, all glass.
Okay.
I got to watch you, Joe, because I know you've been trying to get us anyway, so I got to watch you.
No. He just
Long
told
Island
me.
Joe.
Nah.
He asked me, and that was it. Huh?
Long Island Joe.
Huh?
Didn't I tell you that they was going to fuck the world up with that all-glass bullshit? Didn't I tell you that? I told you that shit from the beginning when everybody started talking about that all-glass shit.
Well,
that's all everybody talking about. All steel, all glass.
Yeah. I guess they
all steel, all glass.
Slow the people down a little bit. Everybody can be almost equal. That's what I guess they're trying to say.
That's class racing.
No. Look, this is how I look at it. If you can go all steel, all glass, it could be any car. It don't matter if it's a Mustang, Camaro, Nova. They just saying whatever you got, it's all steel, all glass. On your side, whatever. They don't care what they ain't looking at your motor.
You ain't supposed to be telling them.
But Joe,
if I'm not all steel and all glass, then I can't run nobody that's all steel and all glass. That's what you're telling me?
No. We just said,
that's all they're saying. They just, so they don't have to hear. Mm-hmm. We don't want to know your motor, whatever, and that's it. Done deal. That's how they go run.
That's like prime example, you know. We're not
open the hood.
Nobody, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like Weeby. You know, we all know Weeby's what he is, you know what I mean? And he's going to run Sasquatch, all steel, all glass, stock block. That's what it is.
Butch,
yeah, I just gave you something.
Why are you laughing,
huh?
Butch, why are you laughing?
He's learning.
I'm not learning.
God damn it, I done blew a tire.
Don't worry, you got 17 more.
Damn.
You gotta slow your night up.
Fucked it up.
hey, just go and call yourself a lot lizard, Fat Albert.
I don't think it's one around this area.
Yeah, why did they come out the woodwork? Pull on over and see what happened. Get you a wash rag and fold it up and put it in your pocket. Make it look like it's your wallet. See what happens.
Yeah, that's messed up, bro. But for real though, just no lie, he did ask. He ain't looking around for no big money. Oh, matter of fact, I got something else too. Now you got, I'm gonna tell you something. A fair race now, and he willing to try something. The old guy, he got, you know, my guy James, you know, he's got the Thunderbird. He's 74, 75 years old. He just want to do a little something. But you talk to him, and if you got something that, you know, he likes you, he going to try you out.
He that old?
Yeah, James is that old.
Damn.
James is that old driving the car. He's been in the Army, veteran, everything. He just want to get out there and have some fun with everybody else, too. Yep. And he did say about running somebody, just going a little something with him. I know y'all got some cars in that camp over there. We ain't talking about those little wonders, so.
Okay, because I didn't know it was put out there. The Burgundy Sasquatch is sitting stock block. It's a stock block because him and we be running together. Stock blocks apiece, 28 on nitrous.
Okay.
Who the hell checks these blocks, Joe?
I don't know.
Hey, you don't know where it goes, Jeff.
That's some bullshit. I can get a goddamn stock block. No, Joe, I'd go to Ford Motorsport and give me a Ford block, and then motherfucking get them goddamn, what's them Chevy blocks called?
Bow tie.
Yeah, get a stock block. I think everybody trying to cheat each other.
Well, you know how the Badmouth crew is.
Oh, yeah. Badmouth.
Well, I mean, they got to read their race.
They're the ones that wrote the book.
Who's the baddest stop block?
They're the ones that wrote the book.
Hey, Joe, where's Mark is at?
Mark's probably in the gym eating on his steroids.
I've seen that son of a bitch. He told some man about hey, Joe,
no, you ain't saying that.
Hey, I can see they gonna like that one. TV. I know.
You ain't gonna like that one.
Even
Hassan getting pretty good size, pretty fast.
Oh, here we go.
You ain't noticed that, right? They in competition right now.
Please stop.
Man, you does wonders. In 1 week, man, you can be big.
Joe, you promote racing. You ain't Don King. Shut up.
Oh, man.
I'll just tell you the truth. That even he knows. Well, you done told... you gonna tell me, the man up there doing on steroids? Yeah.
Hey, Joe, how do we get to the track?
Somebody tell me how the best way to go down there, Jeff.
Just like you're going to Buzz Creek.
Yeah,
right past Buzz Creek. 301.
Yeah. 301. Take 301 all the way over. Cross over the bridge. Follow the signs. You'll tell you, I think it's two lefts and a right, and bang you there. Damn air.
So when I come down the turnpike,
I take the shrimp back. Do I go through the Inner Harbor Tunnel?
Yeah. Yeah. Go through the Harbor Tunnel.
Yeah, stay on, stay on 95.
Get on 97. And get on 97.
No.
97. And 97 turns into 301.
How do you get on 97?
If he comes through the Harbor Tunnel, how are you going to get through there? You got to go on 97.
No, if he's not, if he's on 95.
Where's he going? Where's he going? 95.
Go to the other tunnel.
Yeah, and then
what is that? What tunnel is that? 95.
Fort McHenry Tunnel.
Yeah, the Fort McHenry Tunnel, right on 95.
That's the wrong way.
I say go down the turnpike, cross over the Delaware Bridge, get off at exit 4 on the Route 1 going south. Go down to exit 1487, get on 301 right there, and stay on 301.
Yeah, but there ain't nothing out there but goddamn cornfield.
Hey, 50 Cent. 50,
and ain't no tolls out there neither.
Here we go. Here we go with the tolls shit. Okay, here we go. All right. You talking to 50,000. You talking to 50,000, motherfucker.
I live five minutes from the tunnel. You come through the Harbor Tunnel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I get on 95. That's a long fucking way. Come straight down 95, and it'll say Annapolis 97. You bear off to the right,
right.
You go through the Harbor Tunnel. You come through the Harbor
uh-huh.
Tunnel and keep going straight, and it'll be another little bear off to the right. It'll say Annapolis 97. You get on that, and it takes you right past Capitol Raceway. Right past Capitol Raceway on 301. 97 turns into 301.
Oh,
and you just keep going straight.
Okay.
Yeah, if you go the other way, it's taking you out the way a little ways.
Okay, that's the way I'm probably going to come in at 95. I faintly remember.
Act like you're going to Capitol, but don't turn in Capitol. Just keep going straight.
Oh, okay.
When are you leaving?
When
you leaving?
Friday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you leave it, Dave?
I can put it in there. I can put it in the GPS.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep. Put Colonial Beach Dragway in your GPS. It'll take you.
Okay, Colonial Beach. Okay. Thank you.
When you leaving, Dave?
Maybe Friday afternoon. I don't know yet.
Okay.
I gotta depend on how I feel. I gotta take my second shot Friday morning.
Oh, and you gonna try to drive?
Yo, I'm a goddamn legend, Joe.
Oh, Lord.
Mm.
Hey Joe, the track goes high at 12 o'clock, right?
Yes, it do. Yep.
What time you getting? What time can we get in the gate? 8, 9 o'clock.
I can get you in there about 9 o'clock. Everybody can start getting in.
Just make sure.
Yeah, they be letting you in there early.
Oh, and let me just let you guys know too. We got $100 gift certificate, three of them. $300 gift certificate. We be giving out. At about 4 o'clock, we're going to wrap them up. Now, you come through that gate, you're going to have a ticket. That ticket is a freebie. So you got a chance to win a $100 gift certificate for Shoe City. Is that what it's called, Jeff? Shoe City, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But them New York boys, we can probably sell them tickets. Cause I don't know if it's a Shoe City up there. Shoe City's in Baltimore, D.C., Virginia. Down that way. It might be hard for you guys to do something with it.
Yeah.
Did that track got power? Like your plug-in shit?
No.
Yeah,
bring your generator.
Okay.
Hold on a second. You got to make sure I open up this other mic. 202-2474, your mic is open.
How y'all doing? I'm just looking for some off-the-trail 484 action.
Oh,
Tricky Ricky.
Tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
where's Superman at, Joe? Joe, where's Superman?
Nah, they cool. They good. They good. They know each other stuff, so they ain't run each other.
What do you mean they know each other? What the hell that mean? I know you.
I saw that, but you know they like they know too much on each other, so I guess they ain't gonna, they don't know they gonna run each other.
Oh, here we go with this friendship shit. Oh boy. Oh boy. He's my friend. I can't run him.
No, I ain't paying that, but you know.
Every goddamn car me and Pee Wee ever drove, we lined up and raced.
Gilbert.
If you can't race your friends, who the hell can you race?
But anywho, how the hell are y'all?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Jeff Carlos.
Hey, what is Carlos Wells? What is he, a 44-2?
Carlos Wells?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to make
a
pass
first.
I
won't give a damn if he was a 5-4, something they don't even make. Well,
You ain't right. Definitely ain't right. Boy action. Who the hell is around?
There'll be somebody down there. There'll be somebody down there, Ricky. We'll get you hooked up with somebody.
Dave, come on, Dave. Call a person out there.
Jeff, give me
great
thing and drag right to the 3:30, Jeff.
There ain't no clock at the 3:30.
I don't know nobody got a 4:04.
What was that?
Hold on. 301-6209, your mic is open.
Everybody call these numbers. I got a 187. Oh, shit.
I got a
187. I got a 187. What the hell is a 187?
Murder Zero.
That sounds like you're 60 foot. That sounds like you're 60 foot on 187.
Oh,
that motherfucking thing you got.
When somebody landed dead and said, we got a 187. 187.
Is that what they call it?
So you trying to tell me you gonna murder Jeff Rogers, huh?
Yeah, I'm the 4842.
There you go, Ricky. He got a 4-8-4. Tell him he gave you something off the trailer, Ricky.
That's right. We got grudge calls, man. We won't call the number. We got grudge calls.
I got you. You know we're running more?
Huh?
You got the Nova running?
No, I ain't been up and seen Russell yet. I should be going to see Russell next week.
I think Weeby Cooper beat you up there.
Are you serious?
Nah. He talked about it, but yeah.
I told Russell, give me a couple of weeks. Yeah.
He's waiting on you.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make that move. I'm gonna break up all that all steel, all glass talk. Everything talking about all glass.
Yeah.
You gonna break all that glass up?
Fiberglass tires and all that kind of stuff. I'm gonna break all that talk up.
You gonna bust it all up?
Yeah.
Hey Joe.
Huh?
Huh? I got a question. I got a question real quick. You might know the answer. You might not.
Uh-huh.
Since Pee-wee went to US 13 Saturday, did this phenomenal wheel stand, will he be at Custom Tee Saturday?
Oh, shit.
I don't know, but I know we got a lot of Mount Vernon guys on the phone that will know. I'm quite sure what the man knows or Wawa know or Dave.
He's not coming?
Okay.
He's not coming.
So, I'm up.
Well, hold on 1 second, because I got to make sure I see this mic was open. And let's see what. Oh, shoot, I just hit it and it changed to somebody else. Yeah. But I went to a 910-6970. Your mic is open. But it was an 862 number just a while ago, so hit that one.
What
that
fat ass with that?
What time you serving?
You got a blowout. Yeah,
I'm right here. What do you say? What do you say?
What time you planning on serving that food?
Let's see about. I don't know. They gonna cook the fish right away, so I let them cook in the fish, and. I guess I could be cooking. I could be doing the chicken cutlets right away too, and I got ribs. I don't know about 3:34.
That
good for you guys?
I'm just
wondering. And the pocketbook. What time are we gonna call that pocketbook? About 5 o'clock. So
you
can win the pocketbook.
You can win
the pocketbook. You turn around, get your. You wipe the pocketbook and keep $300.
I might win that pocketbook and just give that motherfucker to Mr. Jones over there. He'll probably need it. Oh, sissy fucker. I'll give him a purse.
It's 3-1 now. Just remember now. There's 3 pieces in it.
No, he ain't getting the money. He just gonna get the purse. He ain't getting the money.
No. It's 3-1. The pocketbook ain't just one pocketbook. You can either have a big bag, tote bag, and then you can make a change to the small one that you want to carry. You know, what the girls carry on their shoulders, then you can turn around and have like the wallet thing. All three things all come in one thing, in the one bag.
So Mark can use all that. Mark can be like with all that.
Hey, Long Island, can you just make a special plate for Jeff real early? Because I mess his appetite up. I would like him to eat first.
Yeah.
He ain't going to be able to swallow. You trying to tell me that?
Yeah, mess old Jeff appetite up.
It probably will. I whip him so bad, it'd be like beating up on a damn challenge kid. I shouldn't do that. My mother taught me not to pick on them type of people. I'll probably be like, God damn, I should never did that to that boy. God damn.
Hey, Jeff, Carlos said if he make a shakedown, he going to entertain you. If he make a good shakedown, he going to entertain you. Oh, okay.
That's good. Listen, I want everybody, anybody. God damn it, Fat Albert. You know how we roll. Anybody in the world.
Yeah, I know.
I won't turn all the shit on Mark. I'll be easy on Mark. That way I won't show him too much. I don't need too much around Mark.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let it, and shit, when I put it on his ass, I'm gonna let everybody know. Ain't no more than silly putty. It's silly putty shit. Everybody gonna jump on him after that.
Mm-hmm.
If I knew that would work, I'd let you with me, but I ain't. It won't work.
And I tell you what, I'm gonna do a bet with Fat Albert.
What's that?
If I win, I get to go down the woods and get a switch and whip it. If I lose, you get a switch and whip
it. Oh shit! I like to see that one. I put $20 with it with the person.
Yeah,
they win.
Switch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna make him pull his pants down, are you, Mark?
No, I ain't gonna do that.
Damn.
Yeah, you gonna do it?
I won't put a sock in his mouth, though.
That Albert, you gonna do it or what?
Yeah. Do what?
You got confidence in it? Oh, he said it was a bet. Mark, he
said
it was a bet.
I ain't said nothing.
He said yeah. You said yeah, did you?
That man ain't hit me with no goddamn switch.
Come on now, Fat Albert. Come on, I know you did. You said you got confidence in Jeff.
I skinned it. I
do. Oh, I got you pitching now. I can see him now. Bet over that jersey wall, him hitting across the air. God.
Hey, Jeff, I probably have on my 4 or 5 pound pants.
You do that, boy, it's going to go viral.
This lady talking about, your tire hit my car. I'm like, lady, what the fuck you want me to do? It blew.
Wow. She probably was too close to you. That's probably why I hit her.
I mean, that cap came off and smacked the shit out of her. Don't get mad at me.
Oh, man.
I guess she called the police. She can call all she wants. God damn.
He didn't pay me my $40. They're yelling right now. You know what you talking about when you say hit. You know, damn what you hit the car. He didn't pay that $40. That's what happened.
That motherfucker be back in the hospital and keep fucking around.
I'm telling you. Hey,
Joe, I got to get back. Hey, Joe.
Huh?
I got to get back in here with my son. But I'm going to call you after the show. I'll call you after the show.
Okay. Sound good, boss.
Okay. All right, okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, y'all be good.
Yep. All right, sissy.
You ain't shit, Jeff. You're wrong.
That boy ain't with me.
Huh? Now, Jeff, you know if he get out on you, you get out on you at the gate.
Man, listen. It don't take but so much horsepower to go to the 60 feet. But after that, he's ass in trouble. If he ain't out in front then, he'll never be out in front. But I can reverse the role. I can be behind and go ahead and get him. He can't come get me.
Especially when that third gun come on fire. Oh, Lord.
I got he's 50. I got two more after that.
Come on now.
I got a half a dozen in the bathroom.
Listen. Listen, I'm betting with you all the way. I'm taking all bets.
We're good. I went down the other day, 50, made a couple 60-foot passes, stuck right back in the trailer. Said we're good.
Yeah, you did the right thing. Save it
I ain't got beat on.
You know, let me tell you something about that, Jeff. We converted the same thing and went down to Delmar.
If you fucking ever put my name in Ricky Bird's same sentence, I'm going to smack you in the mouth.
I'm just saying, he said he don't like to shake down and come out there. He just drop it down, so don't be doing that. That shit can backfire on you. See what happened to him this week.
See what happened to him. He don't do no testing. You see what happens.
That's what I'm saying. You got to be out. You can't be throwing that shit back in the trailer. Better make sure, especially
if that motherfucker goes to 60 feet like I like it to go. Ain't nothing else to do. You know it's going to make the rest of the way.
But that's what, see, that Wicked Bird had the same logic. He did the same thing.
No, he can't go, he was trying to go 6 feet. Not 60. He can't go 6 feet. Motherfucker. I'm telling you, once that four is through the 60 feet mark, it's all the rest was just hold on for the ride. All over.
Okay.
It's hard to get it. As long as you get it to the 60, because, you know, it's a little dated chassis, but it's got a good motor in it. We're good. But I sure ain't going to no motherfucking Pontiac with me. I can't. Yeah, he got to whip me no goddamn way.
Okay. All right. Maybe we had to put that in the clause when we out there. Jeff and Mark Jones are winning against us. When it gets to beat the other one's ass with a switch.
I'll bet him on that. I'll bet him right over the motherfucking... Well, he'll bet him a little. I'll whip him.
All right. I'm going to show ass Mark. Mark, can we put that in the clause? How many licks? You got five swings, that's it, right? Five licks with the switch.
Yeah, you get five of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a mark. I hear you.
It's like somebody be lit up.
Look, it's supposed to be some good weather down there, Joe. I look at the weather, it's supposed to be good.
What is it, 69 degrees, something like that?
Yeah, sunny, mid-60s. Perfect.
That's perfect. That's what you forgot.
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot the shrimp macaroni salad. That's going to be there too, right?
Yeah, we're going to have some shrimp. Yeah, macaroni shrimp salad, yeah.
Hey, we ain't doing oysters, though. We ain't doing oysters this time, though, right?
No, you can't get them. It's too hard to get.
Already too hard to get?
And it's too slight. It's just too much. We got too much goddamn food now, Joe. We got 300 pounds of meat.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to have a bull, if you want to have a bull and oyster roast, we can shut the track down. We'll just go down there and eat. Well, you want to race? We got to do one of the other. You trying to have a smorgasbord?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do something crazy in the last one. We're gonna do some exotic meat.
Oh Lord!
Come up with some old bear meat and stuff like that. You ever seen
bear
that?
Bear meat.
Yeah, you ain't ever.
I'm trying to fucking bear meat.
They said it's sweet.
I don't eat my own kind. I'm a fucking bear. I don't eat my own kind. I can't
eat
bear
shit.
Meat.
Okay.
Man, they got all kinds of shit you can eat. They got ostrich meat, bear meat, elk, all that crazy shit you can get.
Mm-hmm.
I got to stick to chicken, pork, and beef. All the other shit I don't know about.
Yeah. I know a lot of guys that don't eat pork either, so we'll cut chicken cutlets. We're going to do the chicken cutlets there, too.
I got a guy around here who don't eat pork either. But the motherfucker, you go around the corner, that motherfucker be chewing on a pork chop, bone, and every fucking thing else. But when he's around, I don't eat pork. You're lying, some bitch. You say you don't eat pussy either, but I know you're lying.
You ain't talking about Fat Albert, is you?
No, there's a guy down there. His name is Jericho. He ate a piece of pork one time. He was going around the trail like he was throwing up. The next minute, he's around the corner eating a pork chop wrapped in a piece of bread. I said, yeah, motherfucker, you.
Well, I remember that day with that Sammy's and messing around and drill. I don't drink. Next thing you were carrying that joker home. You were drinking that apple. I ain't drinking. I ain't getting nothing. Keep on drinking
that
apple. You're going to find about it.
Yeah, that's when I couldn't find him. He was over in your truck with his head on your lap. What the hell? I didn't know what the hell.
You were damn right. You're a damn liar.
I said, where the hell are you? He said, hey, Joe, went over to his truck.
Yeah, that motherfucker was drunk over there sitting on that damn barbecue grill. I said, you better get your ass up off there. What the hell wrong with you?
Mm.
Hey, fellas, let me say good night, man.
Mm-hmm. All right, 50. We'll see you down there.
All right, 50. We'll see you down there Friday then.
Yeah, I'll be down there. I'm leaving right after work.
You going down there
okay.
camping? You staying at the track all night? You staying
damn
at the track
right.
all night?
Hell yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm sure somebody else is going to be at the track, too,
no? Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm quite sure. Yeah, quite a few people going to be in there. They're going to be there.
I might come down Friday night, too, 50. I'm just still debating.
Yeah.
So I ain't got that far around.
That's why I asked you, did they have any power in there? At least I got to plug my shit up. Instead of running my generator all night. No plug.
They might got
no
a little power by that. Hey, Joe, ain't you got some power over there by the damn, where you got those buildings at? Where they sell the shirts and shit out of? Just for the night? Just so you can stay the night?
I don't think so. I don't think they got no cord out there. I know you.
Not a pole. Nothing that would have got their blood on it.
You get down there in 50 and talk to Larry T. I'm sure he'll help you a little bit.
No, I mean, I could just run the generator. I just didn't want to run the generator all night. Burn up my gas. But if I got to do that, that's what they're for. I'll do what I got to do.
I got you.
But it's easy to just plug in, goddamn, run everything. You ain't got to burn your gas.
Right.
That's all I was looking at, you know.
Is Sammy coming down, y'all?
I have no idea.
I got
you. Not too sure. I know he was trying to get busy, get ready.
Right.
Where the hell we be at? Weeby hit the one button, damn it. I know we be on here.
Don't hit it if you're scared. Don't hit that one button if you're scared.
He said he's timid.
Huh? Somebody said
he's timid.
Spinning.
No, he's timid. He's scared.
Nah.
Yeah.
He ain't scared.
Well, hit the one button.
He's going to have a couple drinks in him. You watch.
Is Tricky Ricky still on there?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get Weeby on that. Weeby said give him the kick, he'll run your head off. Weeby said give him the break, he'll run you.
Give him the break? What, off the trailer?
I think he's got to race off the trailer. No, he ain't saying nothing. I'm trying to get him hit the one button. He won't hit it.
I got Clippy back. Clippy, your mic is back open. Let me give the Weeby a call. I'll find out right now.
I'm going back on mute. My son watching the cartoons in here.
All right.
So it's kind of loud. But I'm listening.
All right, fellas. Good night. See y'all down there. See y'all on the way.
All right, 50.
All right, 50.
Later, buddy.
See you later.
Oh, let me make all you guys had got knocked off the first time. I got your mic open, Cliffy. And I got yours open, but you would.
Weeby.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Hey, get on the phone. We need to ask you something on the phone here.
Joe. Can you hear me, Joe?
If he can, I can. Whoever you are, that's James.
Yeah. I was just wondering why he was mentioning you and Butchie Woods together.
Nice. Actually, he did not. David, Dave.
Okay, and that's why I said
No, it wasn't Dave. I'm sorry. It was Fat Albert.
Okay, well, that's what I made a $10 bet.
Cliffy, I said hello to you, man. You didn't get down and get no response from you. You ain't speaking to me.
I didn't hear you, brother. I apologize, man. How you doing, man? What's happening? I did not hear you.
Mount Vernon Dave, you still here? Is Dave on? I know Mount Vernon Dave's still there.
Yeah. I had my phone on mute. What's up?
Okay, we still got our $5 or $10 bet, right?
Remind me, on what?
Who the drive is?
That we be going to be driving.
I don't know. You done called all over America. Now you want me to bet you.
I ain't called all over America. I told you ahead of time. I said, we'll just do it for 5 or 10. I don't want to go for no 50.
Nope. Mm-mm.
You scared?
Yeah.
You need a dog?
Nope. I got one right here.
Well, shit, I see that little fool. Can't drive.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
You know how to drive it.
Yeah, we be going to do his thing. We be going to shake it down. We be going to do it.
Says you scared, get a dog or ugly woman.
Yeah.
If we drive that car, Walmart going to shake him like a pit bull.
Hold on, let me make sure I open up this mic. 862-3221. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
All right. Hello.
And just calling, check on y'all, see how everybody doing, you know, see what's going on. Got a big weekend coming up, I see.
Yeah, I guess everybody trying to get it in. Should be real interesting.
Somebody was looking for you last week.
And who was that?
I don't know who it was. They kept mentioning you. Somebody wanted to run a conventional here at Big Block. That's what they said.
Well, he wasn't looking too hard.
You don't remember that, Joe?
Nah, I can't remember that one. I really don't.
Somebody came on here and asked for you.
Yeah, well,
hold on.
I mean, a lot of people got, you know,
a motor?
Dre's number, everybody's number, so they could have gotten in contact with me somehow. Hell, even Mr. Albert got my number, so he could have called me too.
Yeah. Somebody did.
Well,
I can't remember who it was, but it was last week, though.
I can't remember that one.
Now,
what time you gotta run EP?
Me?
Yeah.
After he come off the trailer, I guess whenever he ready to go.
Hey, what's up, LeVon? You on the line? Okay, yeah, hit the button,
okay.
Dave,
bet
$50, man.
Huh?
I know
Dave. Oh, he said James. He said James or Dave? I said Dave. I said but, bet you what? Bet $50 that we be go right past him. Would we be driving? Yeah. Bet. That's a bet.
Okay, hold on 1 second. 516-8592, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
LeRon.
Yo, what's going on?
Not much. So, LeRon, how you feel right now? You ready for the big day or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm sleeping at the track right now.
Yeah, right. hold on. I just need to ask you because inquiring minds want to know. Did you get a little shaky with the Camaro or what?
What, that's my block?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. They got to have a mean small block to be my big block, I tell you that. I ain't worried.
Okay. I know 50-50 just turned around up the bet with him. He said he was, well, he's been up in the bet with all these guys over here. So.
But, hey, I ain't worried. I know that much. He's been with you.
He's been betting everybody over here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, 50 grand.
Yeah, 50 all the way with you now.
Oh, yeah. We going out there.
And
I mean, we're going out there, we want to up the pot.
Huh?
I said we wasn't going out there, we want to up the pot.
Okay, yeah. And I think James even bet the opposite way with the other guys.
I bet with Mike Brown. Who?
He bet with Mike Brown. Man.
We appreciate the donation. We appreciate all donations. We thank y'all. I'm going to thank y'all in advance.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm going to thank y'all in advance. I may take the month of May and June off when I get done.
Hell yeah.
Or you're going to be working a whole lot of overtime.
Yeah. Only way they beat me is my car breaks.
Yeah, what's your first race? That's what I need to know first, LeRon. What's your first race?
Oh, that's a donation. I'm raising EP off the trailer. Heads up.
That's a donation. What do you mean? You gonna donate money to him?
EP donating to Lotless. That's it.
Okay. I'll give you a gift card right off the trailer.
Yeah, he's donating to me. That ain't me. I wouldn't even consider that a race.
Okay. Oh, here go Weeby. I gotta make sure I open his mic too. 757-0092.
What's going on, Joe?
Yeah. I had a little bet with Dave and them, and Dave said you wasn't driving.
I'm driving
Everybody
my car.
Everybody said Beep was driving.
No, that was a one-time thing. That was a one-time thing so I could look at my car, look at the tune going down the track.
Mm. All right, you heard that, Dave? And you heard that, Fat Albert?
Yeah, I heard that, Joe. So Weeby, you tuning your car now then. You're going to tune your car for Saturday.
My car is already tuned. I can't I stood outside of my car to see how my flames and all that stuff looked.
Okay, okay. And you were happy with it. You was happy with it.
No, I made some more. Yeah, I'm happy with it now. Yeah.
Okay, you know, that you made some changes. Okay, that's all I want to know. James Cormick. I mean, Cliff. Cliff.
Cliff.
Cliff. Better hunt it.
Oh, man. You know what he's saying, Weeby? As long as you did some tuning,
wow.
He ain't worried about it. He bet more money
no,
than he's
going
to
say that, Joe. I didn't say that, Joe.
You didn't have to say that.
Well,
how much you want to bet on the side that I don't have
Dave,
no problem?
Dave, bet the 100. Dave,
yeah, how much
car,
you
want
to bet that my car go A to B, don't skip, pop, or nothing?
No, listen,
just win,
man.
Just win.
That's good enough.
I'll see you at the track.
Dave said he was going to pop, snap, or crack. Go ahead. Let's hear it, Dave.
I'm going to see him at the track. I'm going to bet him about 300. I'll bet him 300.
Bet.
On the
Dave,
side.
Bet the 100.
Bet the 100, Cliff. It's a bet. It's locked.
All right. No problem.
Oh, Joe, I got a call from the Wongas boys. They asked me what I wanted to do since OG Bobby, we changed our race.
The floppy
uh-huh.
Race, too.
Yeah. Me and OG Bobby changed it to the May 30th. It's going to be Nitrous versus Nitrous.
Okay.
The
now, tell me something.
Nitrous versus Nitrous?
Yeah.
His up?
Nah. He said my car lighter than his. So the stitch is, if my car heavier than his, we head up. If my car lighter than his, he got the head-up brake. He said my car light, I'm cut up and all this other stuff. So I told him, if I'm cut up.
How much weight did they say you had to be?
As long as I weigh more than him, it's heads up. If he's less than me, huh?
What if y'all weigh the same?
Then it's a head-up race.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's real interesting.
Oh, I think that old one might be heavier.
We're going to see.
Look, all you got to do is make sure you come in there heavier. Don't even look. You can weigh the weight.
That's
all
I got.
What the hell y'all doing, man? That's some fucked up shit, huh?
They don't. I'm going to make sure I'm heavy.
Yeah. Y'all going way up there? The scale over there?
Yeah, they scale down there.
How the fuck I ain't never seen the scale over there?
I ain't seen the scale down there. Down at Buzz Creek.
Oh, that's right, Buzz Creek. Yeah, you're going to Buzz Creek.
Yeah,
they got a
scale. Yeah, you're going to Buzz Creek.
Huh?
Cliff, in order for you to see the scale, you would have had to make a pass.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Man, just give me the money, David. You're doing good with that.
Oh, let me put this mic in. I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't see this one. 347-3068. Your mic is open. Your mic is open. I don't know who that was.
Hey, Weeby, you still on here, Weeby?
Yeah, I'm here.
How many raises you got, Weeby?
Three.
We got three races, Joe.
Hold on. Tell me the three. I want to know the three. We need to know these three.
Two and a possible.
You got a spade hand.
I got World War and the Malibu, then Sasquatch Nova, and supposedly, allegedly, Marcus Wong said we're going to work it out when we get there to run. Well, I know that ain't going to happen.
You think Marcus going to get cold feet?
He trying to get that goddamn carbon fiber nitrous bottle. What he trying to do?
I don't know why he needs it.
them fellas got plenty of bottles. I don't know why they got plenty of bottles.
Oh, that carbon fiber so much lighter. That's why everybody want it.
Yeah, well, you know, regular bottle.
How much difference in the weight is it, Jeff?
A regular bottle's 13 pounds.
It's about 6 pounds lighter. Empty.
Okay.
But see, if you get, you know, some cars, most of us, well, I run two bottles, so it's like saving 12, 14 pounds. Plus, you don't put as much nitrous in them. About a pound or so less.
A pound or so less? Why is that?
Pass at a time.
That's just the way they run them carbon bottles.
There you go.
That's the way
they
run
the carbon. Tell the speed secret. Tell the speed secret.
I can't tell you too much. Can't tell you too much, Joe.
Just tell them.
See,
don't
Joe,
educate them.
Joe,
tell them how, tell them how to cook them goddamn ribs. Tell them how to cook them ribs.
How you going to
educate them?
Fish. You put them right on the grill,
Jeff.
And just flip
tell
them
over. Tell them too much.
Okay.
So, Jeff, don't educate them.
Take a clock and put it on there and say, you want 10 minutes on one side, 10 on the other. What else you want to know?
Is it nice up there in New York, Joe?
Not really. It's a little chilly.
Man, nice as shit. I remember having a bad court in my underwear. It's nice as shit.
Man, it was 80 degrees down here. 81 degrees today down here.
Well, tomorrow supposed to be almost, I heard it's going to be almost pitch in the 80s tomorrow.
85 here tomorrow.
What is 85?
It's supposed to be 90. Supposed to be 90 in Richmond.
New York.
No, that's good.
90 in Richmond.
Then the next day, go back down in the low 70s.
Yeah, we don't want to
Joe
be that damn hot already.
It's supposed to be 90. It's supposed to be 90 tomorrow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 80 degrees, 86, 80 something else. It's going to be 80 degrees the rest of the week down here.
Ain't nobody asked you.
I know.
Damn.
I know y'all hoping to get some good weather up there.
Yeah.
We're getting one day. Tomorrow.
We getting good weather up here.
Tomorrow we're getting 85, and then that's it. Downhill from there.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, what is going on
in the 80s all week down there? Ain't nobody asked your smart ass.
What is going to be like Saturday?
Saturday supposed to be 70 degrees.
Oh, I'm going to go even faster.
Oh, Lord.
You
go
faster.
Fast yourself, Weaver.
There you go, Weaver.
Hey, who wants to bet on Wolf? You know, I'm just sitting there thinking. I'll bet 100 on Weaver Cooper. I like his attitude. Who wants to bet 100?
No.
That was 50 Cent.
Oh, okay.
Where
get
the man
boys
at?
Joe, if I see Jeff near Weeby car, my bet is off.
You stupid. You stupid.
They all sleeping on a Weeby. You better watch him then.
I'll be worried about that.
You be good, Weeby.
Weeby done ran World War two times. Ask him what the outcome was.
Yeah, but that was a different circumstance.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
I watched the Orioles beat the Yankees last night. Now watch the next two nights. Tell me what happened. The Yankees gonna beat the Braves. So, but shit changes, man.
But where you get off saying that though, Dave? You act like we be just gonna stay the same way forever. Where do you be getting that kind of talk from? You know, because sounds like you just
listen, I didn't say nothing negative about Weeby. I like them because they done whooped them twice. So I'm going for the trifecta.
It's hard to beat a man three times. Look, Ali couldn't beat Frazier three times. Frazier beat him one. This is going to happen. It's Weeby's day. Hard to beat the same man three times. It's tough.
That's why we go out there and race. That's why we go out there and race. Somebody got to win. Somebody got to lose.
Yep. Yeah, but a lot of them scared to lose. You know that. That's half of the reason.
Well, that, those are the ones. Those
are
the ones that.
It won't happen Saturday.
Those are the ones that cook the ribs. They cook. They got to cook on that day.
That's what I'm gonna cook the ribs. He said, and the other one's on the mic. The other one's on the mic.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, bud.
Jeff.
Yes,
now,
sir.
If I were Weaving, I would turn that thing wide open. Turn it wide open.
I wasn't even talking to you, you old fucker. I wasn't talking to you.
If I were Weaving, I'd turn it wide open.
Oh, Lord.
So you got to realize, we ain't got nothing to lose. Weaving got all to lose.
What the hell Weaving got to lose?
No, your driver's 17-0.
We're 17-0, so we ain't got nothing to lose. It's time for us to lose one.
That's what I'm saying.
I guarantee you.
But, Jeff, we won't lose this. We forgot about one thing, Jeff, who we're running. We're running Weeby.
I know, but listen. Weeby said that O's got to go. That O's got to go.
Yeah, I'm not
gonna start that car up until Saturday. That car been sitting.
I hope you don't, Weaver. Please don't, Weaver.
I'm gonna start up.
That's why the man said he ain't starting no car up.
That's World War. That's
World War. That ain't Weaver. Mm. Hey, Weaver, start yours up before you come to the track. And make sure run.
I ain't coming, and Jeff, we coming straight off the trailer, Jeff.
I hear you. You got to realize one thing, Jeff.
Wall right now is in Georgia, so only time he can get up there, back into the, put the car on the trailer, head straight for Virginia. So he ain't got time for that.
Hey, I'll tell you what I do, War. I bet you two to one.
Awesome.
You won't unload it at the trailer, push it to the start line, and fire it up and do your burnout and raise Weaving.
Oh, no, that ain't going to do.
You say you ain't going to start it?
No, I'm going to start it in the pit.
I hear you.
That's going to be the first time that car will be started in 3 weeks.
I got you.
Now we were running somebody else. I tell them, look here, get up there 2 or 3 days in advance and go ahead and let it warm up.
Yeah, just the valves and change the plug and shit. But if you run Weeby, you ain't got to start up to that day. God damn.
Once Weeby go across your bunker, then what you going to be saying next Tuesday? What you going to be saying then?
Well, he won.
He
got away. It's time. We beat him twice. He did his homework. All we can say is Weeby did his homework.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Hey, Joe, I didn't know, I didn't know Walter Mann and Warren were still on the phone. I never said nothing. God damn. I thought they were gone.
Jeff, you got to remember one thing, Jeff. Every goodbye ain't gone.
Hey, War Horse on here?
Huh?
I don't think so.
War Horse on here?
Who's
back
up?
Nah, I don't think he is.
Rodney?
Huh?
No, they call him War. That's what you thought you heard somebody say War Horse. They didn't say that.
Oh, that's somebody else. All right, I'm going back on mute.
That guy and Ricky looking for a race.
Yeah, he looking for a race to kill.
Oh, Lord. See, one thing you got to look at, I heard we were on 1-4 in a row. So if we get over on Weaving, we're going to add them four to our list.
Damn.
You can't take off.
Can't do that.
Hey, if he go across your ass, you got to give him the 14. How about that?
No, I'm going to say, if Weaving beat us, I said, Weaving did his homework.
I don't think Weeby's that good in school, so I don't know what the hell going to happen.
Wait a second. He's that good in school.
I know he ain't doing no homework. That motherfucker didn't even go to school during the day.
Weeby, just wait on the tree, Weeby. That's all you do. Do not red light. Just wait on the tree.
Hey, I don't have no worries. I can honestly let you leave and clear you, but I ain't
gonna
do that.
Weeby, if you let him leave,
I'm
gonna put up an extra $200 in the pot, Weeby. If you sit there and let him leave.
Oh, I ain't gonna do that.
My man.
ain't no wrong with this drive, Weeby. You good, Weeby.
Listen, I know who the better driver in my car.
Weeby, I won't be there, but what kind of look you drink? I'm going to drive by you something before, so you get the nerve up. What you drink?
I don't need none. I got some. I drink whiskey, but I don't need none. You might put a Mickey in it. Yeah, I can't drive.
You might put one of them date rape drugs in there for your ass. Good, all the money.
Unless I'm wrong, he's been racing longer than Wawa anyway. Ain't that right?
Yeah, he's been racing longer. He just ain't been driving.
In 89.
What?
At Shelton Raceway, 1989, 1990. I had an 87 Mustang GT.
You've been racing longer. Yeah. Weeby, you've been racing longer, but you just have never drove us as fast as he drove.
Walter, how did you figure?
Hell no.
No, that's bullshit.
I've been out there a little longer.
Walla was on the highway in the mid-'80s. What are you talking about?
I was on the highway like 60 years old.
Well, I kind of meant, figuring.
Well, Wawa ain't Joe nothing fast, so they don't count.
Oh, what do you call fast, Weeby? All depends on what you call fast. Maybe you don't know what fast is.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I want you to listen to me real good, Walter. You and Wawa.
Uh-oh.
Before this season ends, I'm gonna take my little blue Mustang and run your Camaro Transit, whatever that transformer is you got. I'm going to run your heads up.
Oh, Lord.
Now
oh,
you're drinking, Weeby. You're drunk already now, Weeby. Now you're drunk. Now you're drunk, Weeby. You don't like to mind now. You're getting like 50 now.
Now you're run your heads up. And if you beat me, it ain't going to be by a lot.
Yeah, he done had the Mickey already.
I promise you, I'm gonna do that. It's all right to dream. It's all right. But I'm planning on clearing you Saturday. Don't worry about the future.
Well, I'm not
so
gonna.
What you about to do? You about to get up in there and get up on that fire and break fast and go ahead and red light. This way you can see your fingers slip.
Oh no. I ain't gonna have no excuses. I come to win. I ain't touched my car since the last pass that I did good.
And please don't. I don't want you to touch it. Please.
That's for you.
Please.
I ain't gonna start it up no more. I ain't gonna touch no nitrous tubes. The only thing I do is put gas in it and add radiator. More water in the radiator.
And if I were you, I wouldn't let nobody else touch it neither.
No, I'm gonna let Jeff touch it.
We're going to be all right, Weeby. I'm with you, Weeby. We're going to get these old goddamn boys. We're going to get them.
Put that one in there that you can rustle six of those.
No, I can't put that in there. Goddamn. Weeby Cooper.
That's my new man, Weeby Cooper.
No bet, Cliff. No bet.
No, Dave.
What? Cliff won the bet.
No, I did bet. What's wrong with you?
He bet me $100. He bet me $100 already.
Right, oh, so no, I thought you was a better kid because I was going to tell you I would bet him, but on one condition. We had to bet on where the deposits go.
Well, he's been winning deposits lately, so don't do that.
He won't win this one. Yeah, that's a good bet because World War ain't say might not, that shit might not start. He started in 3 weeks. It might not even start. Hey, let's get down there.
Hey, you know how I know Walter is worried? Walter done called me 2 weeks now.
No, wait a minute. What I mean, call you. What I call
he don't
you,
never call me.
I
he
had another duck. We thought we had 50 grand on the line. But 50 had more sense than I thought it had.
You wait till that man got off the phone and talk.
No, when I call Weeby, Weeby tell you, that's why I said to Weeby, 50 wanted to run us, but he wanted to know if we could be run him first. And Weeby was nice enough to say yes, because this way I can get me a shot down through here. I said, oh, that's no problem. But now things don't change. It's off the trailer, back to square one.
Now, what if Weeby said he wanted to make a shakedown? Was that okay?
No, not
then
now.
That's not right.
Oh,
they locked in for right off the trailer.
Yeah,
they locked in for right off the trailer.
I know that, but we'd give him the difference that he could race somebody
else.
But now,
could you bar Jeff from the track on Saturday, please?
And now the goddamn like, Weeby, don't let him bully you around like that. Don't let him bully you around.
Now, Jeff, if we'd have ran the other car, yeah, he could have made a shakedown.
Right, he could have made a shakedown.
But you can't dictate all the goddamn rules. Why are you dictating the rules?
No, but he didn't have to accept it though.
He accepted them terms. Jeff, go sit on the back porch.
Jeff, that would happen. Weeby out as well.
I got
him. Go sit on the back porch in his underwear.
It don't matter, Weeby. Don't worry about it. They worried to death, Weeby. They worried to death.
I know.
You be all right, buddy.
Okay. Yeah. Pump him up. He's gonna need it.
Matter of fact, once you take the rest of the night off, just go ahead on sign off. Go get your half an hour speech ready for next Tuesday, and we'll see you next week. You know when you got that bag.
But you say you want me to go ahead and get my speech together?
I ain't said nothing about you.
Nah, he said something about Weeby.
I said
Weeby. Speech.
Well, we won't have to worry about getting those speech together.
Only the winner has an accepted speech.
I thought Cliff knew that.
Yeah, what, but hey, what's his name? His name is Cliff. What do you expect?
What can I say? But you know there'll be another show in May, so you know what? Y'all talk while you're talking.
Uh-oh. Shut up,
talking
champ.
Talking is free. Talking is free. Yeah. Look, they go flat 017 wheels. Hey, 17
they
wheels.
Champ. Shut up, champ.
Hey, fat Adam, what are you waiting for? You waiting for a road crew to come get the tire fixed?
Yeah,
I got
you. Call Shut Dog. That's what he do.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to come this far.
Where you at? Fat Albert.
Georgia. And,
what part?
What is this? Gainesville? Carnersville? Commerce, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, Commerce.
Yeah, I know a guy that will come. I think he'll come to Commerce. But you ain't got nobody.
I got somebody coming.
That's up there by the racetrack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shit, go get him, Walter.
No, I'm in Florida. I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, okay.
No, but I know a Thai guy. You know, I know he do travel there for.
Well, I told him who I was, and he said, "Yes, sir, Mr. Albert, I'm on my way."
Oh, Lord.
But if you had told him who I was, sir, Albert, your tie would be on your truck by now.
No, Mr. Albert, I'm going to get you a new tie. Everything, I'd be right there. I'm loading the tools up. I said, okay, so be on his way.
Well,
when's your last
when he get there, one thing he gonna say is, "Well, you was right. You is fat."
Oh,
I'm
Lord.
Not. No, listen to this.
Mm-hmm. He's pleasantly plump. Tell him, Albert. Call you man.
I'm just big boned.
That's it. Heavy structure.
Yeah, big frame.
All right, fellas, I'll see you all the weekend. I got to eat dinner with my wife.
All right, Weeby. Hey, Weeby.
All right, Weeby. Make sure you bring that whiskey to the track with you.
Don't start up, Weeby.
Whoa, whoa, don't lose no sleep. Waterman, don't lose no sleep. Need all the rest you can.
No,
I
don't lose no sleep, bro.
That same horror movie you done seen twice is going to be the third time.
Yeah, I
know. You're gonna know where I start pulling. You're going to know where I gap me. You're going to know when I start patting on you.
You
don't
know that 17 and 0 is over. Before I get off here, I'm going to tell you how I know I got you, right? Every time I lost to you, it was mistakes on my car and I running you down. So you can't beat me.
Wow.
Let me ask you a question.
Hey,
Weeby, have you ever thought maybe he'll let you catch up?
Nah, he let me catch up. Ain't no way he's gonna do that. Time,
you say you're running him down.
Every time I hit the top,
so maybe you were
banging
out of
right on your
bump.
So technically, you did beat me, but in reality, you can't beat me.
Well, I don't know where your mouth came from.
We're gonna be on a good track. We're gonna be on a good track.
The first time we ran off the trailer, what happened?
Where were y'all at?
I hit the tire.
Where was you at, Weeby? What track?
Out of bank.
Out of bank.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened the second
and
time?
And then the second time we was at Northeast.
So the proof is in the pudding. All right. Yeah. We're good, Weeby.
I know we're good.
I heard Weeby went through 36 calls and went to the final. Hmm. So all them guys he beat, if we not we'd have knocked all them off.
Yeah, but look here,
you
Walter.
Got too many. You have too many wins.
Walter, y'all car that y'all ain't used to the beach like we be.
Huh?
Man, I don't care what way I'm at. Mm. All right. I just thought the I tree mind the you. Tree drops the same to me. I don't know what you talking about. All right.
One problem you got already, and I didn't want to say it. You got Cliff betting on you.
That's my buddy.
That damn Walter boy is a terrible tonight, boy. Damn.
I mean, you had all the people in the world could be betting on you. You turn around and pick Cliff to bet on you.
You ain't picked me. I got Cliff's secret nitrous in there. That's why.
Hey, Cliff
tuned my car for me.
Huh?
Cliff tuned my car for me.
If Cliff tuned yours like he tuned hands, then it's going to be a real, going to be a long gap.
Hey, Walter, mute Walter, Mike. Mute him.
Yeah, don't mute him. It is funny, though. Don't mute him. But he ain't going to be laughing Saturday. That's for real.
Uh-oh.
The laughing stops Saturday.
You heard that, Walter? The laugh stops Saturday.
You know,
it stops.
Hey, Fred Allen.
Uh-huh.
See, really? I'm gonna have to get my nephew to run a Cliff. This way here, I'm gonna have to shut him up.
So really, I figured my nephew got a small block. He got a small block. That should be a good race. Mm-hmm. And both of them got Monte Carlos.
Damn, Walter gonna get his nephew. Good gracious.
Well, hey, I ain't gonna turn around and build a whole car just to run Cliff, but he don't run me. If he did that building a car now, then you won't run me.
Ooh. Yeah.
We're going to get this on Memorial Day weekend. It's on, Bubba.
The one thing, Phil, you did tip your car ready to go.
It's that
and when we run you, we'll have to do the same race right off the trailer because we got to come 2-for-1.
Fat Albert, we're going to do a 2-for-1. We're going to tell Walter. We're going to tell Walter, me and you, when he's ready to race you Memorial Day weekend, he come on, send his nephew, and we'll both get on each other. We all get it on that day.
Good report. It's got to go that way.
Now, that's a good report there.
Yes, sir. 2-for-1.
2-for-1.
We can kill him dead. Kill him twice, Cliff. We're going to kill him. We're
going to
shock him, bring him back to life, and kill him again.
I have one thing now, Fat Albert. On that race there, you might see it come, Fat Albert. But if Cliff bet on you and lose, Cliff's gone. Out the gate he go.
What do you mean Cliff gone? Out the gate he go.
That's right. That's the way to write it. Who's out of
there?
Man. So they're going to have to run Cliff first.
Oh, ladies. However you want it.
Oh, no, that's yeah. Fine. Yeah.
I know Cliff. I don't know Cliff. But I know, but listen to his conversation. If he lose one out of the gate, he gone.
No,
anytime a man wins some funk out money, and the man won't lock him back in, he still won't lock back in. Same day, something wrong.
No, I don't know who you're talking about. That's not me.
I won't deal. But I heard a man pay you to funk out until you re-locked back in. You told him no. So I'm taking the money home with me.
No, you didn't hear that.
Yeah, well, Dave.
Yes, that's what him and Fat Albert did in Bud Creek the first time. Yes, they would not lock back in.
Hold on, Cliff. Don't you say now. I handle this, Cliff. Cliff did not. He was going to lock them back in, but it was other people that wanted to run. So he was like, "Well, I'm going to go ahead and get these other people to run."
Who did he run that day?
Right.
He didn't run nobody that day.
No, he said Bud Creek, Fat Albert, not Gallant.
At Bud Creek. Who did he run at Bud Creek?
Bud, you all couldn't even get the car started to get it on the trailer, man. You all knew
you. It don't matter. If the man paid you the funk out money, you should have locked back in.
Yeah, but you know what? It didn't go like that.
We know that.
That's what he said.
I got this. Down the highway I go.
But you know what? If you take Dave's version, his version will work better for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to remember, I wasn't working on my car at the track. The other man was.
Good report.
Wait a minute. Come and give me that, Cliff. Come and give me that.
I ain't gonna say it again. I'm pretty sure you caught that one.
No, because what you're telling me right then, if I heard you right, your car wasn't in shape to run nowhere. And you got lucky at wanting the punk out money.
No, where you get that from?
Based on what you just said?
Man, put your hair in there.
You're getting bad information.
He said another man was working on his car.
Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Fat Albert. You know goddamn well Cliff ain't had, just like he had the other day, he let all the nitrous out the bottle at home, got to the track and had no nitrous.
You know, goddamn well you ain't no nitrous.
Clem was ready. Clem was ready to go to war. That's all I know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So was Arsenio Hall and Harlem Knights.
Listen, Dave, stop.
Hey, Dave, anytime Cliff stand on the starting line, telling the man, when you purge your nitrous, let me catch it and put it in the ball so I can use it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Joe, didn't I tell you to mute his mic cussing, though?
He going to catch the knife the man purging. He told me that's a waste. Let me catch that.
Fat Albert ain't shit for laughing.
I can't have it because Walter's crazy. That damn Walter's crazy.
That shit funny as hell,
man. Hey, Cliff, Walter, Cliff asked a question, Cliff. When you came to the track that day, Cliff, I want to be honest.
Huh?
How many balls did you come with? How many half a ball night did you come with?
Good grace almighty.
Yeah.
Shit, man. I'm not answering no daggone questions today about no night.
Now what Joe said was, when Cliff went to the store line, make a pass, Cliff's our gas spitting out his carburetor, he thought it was nitrous. He was still ready to line up, and Joe hadn't stopped him.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Hey,
again.
Look, I was going to line up. That's don't get it fucked up. I damn sure
was. Hey, Joe, didn't you say Gab was too nice to carry all up to the roof, and you had to stop him? He thought it was nice. Joe said he was stopping.
The wall to cut the
Well, that's what Joe said now. Joe said stop. He thought it was nitrous shooting out.
Let him get it all out today because we be gonna cool them lifts down. You know,
you goddamn stuttering and shit. Cool.
Cliff, I promise you this. If we would get by, he'll never win another one from us. If he get by one time.
You know what? He'll never win another one. But you know what? All he got to do is get this one. That's good enough for me.
If he gets by, he'll never win another one from us.
Is that because y'all won't come out again or because he ain't going to be able to?
No, we're coming out again. We ain't probably going to roast no more.
All right.
You gotta realize you gotta know one thing, Cliff. I don't know how long you've been knowing the man, boys. It's hard to get by. So when you get by, it's just about been luck.
Well, man, I know one thing. Y'all pay attention to stuff because you make people go out there with the same air they had in the tire 2 weeks ago and shit like that, you know. So I know y'all do your homework. So I know it's hard to find people like
Now you've been paying attention, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. See, you're learning, Cliff. You're learning. More you come on the
I'm
show,
trying,
the more you
man.
Learn.
Walter, I'm trying.
Yeah, more you come on the show, I got to be careful, too, because I see you listening. You're paying attention. You're learning things.
I just got to figure out who's going to sell me that carbon fiber bottle once they win it.
Carbon fiber body. What were you with a carbon fiber body and no motor?
Bottle, man.
It's a bottle. A nitrous bottle. If you think the 4 or 5 pounds going to help you win, then you didn't learn nothing in school.
It ain't got nothing to do with the 4 or 5 pounds. That don't mean nothing.
After all this schooling, you don't taught him. He played 4 or 5 pounds going to help him win.
No, man, I don't think that. Hell, you think, y'all think not starting the car for 2 and 3 weeks until the day you race is going to help you. So, I mean.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. At least that way, when you go to the track, you know you're still running. So you didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
You know, you might go out there and fire up. So, wow, somebody tell you this don't sound right. Then you try to train your mind about racing. John Ford always told me, he said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, if you don't want to file out, do it just there. Push it to the line.
Yeah.
Then start it up.
I mean, a lot of people had done that and won puck out money.
Who the fuck is that snoring?
Come on, fella, please.
Fed out, bless you. Fed out, bless you. Fed up, you all right?
Yeah. It was snowing good,
that's
too.
That's fine, man, about her up and come on. Maybe you might go get you a room tonight.
Well, he ain't answering. Is he all right?
It's Fed up. Fed up was sleeping. He got narcoleptic.
Hey, well, he might either crawl to that bed in that truck, go to sleep, or go and get him a room. Where he's snoring.
Yes. Hey, but either way it go, man, y'all safe racing down there, man. You know.
All right.
Oh, you won't be there?
No.
No, well, you know what? I it's up in the air, but as it look, I probably won't. I probably won't.
Okay. Well.
I won't be there next week, but I'm trying. I want to be there.
Sunday during the day, just stand out on the turnpike and hand it to me as I come by.
No, I was about to tell you the same thing. You can get that to me the same way you did the last 2 times.
Well, either way, you're going to have to stand on the highway because I'm going to be one coming up the highway.
All right.
And they're running them over.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. I'm not a sore loser. I might have it all in pennies, but I ain't gonna just run the man over. I'm not a sore loser. I've lost many races, many bets.
Hey, listen,
look at you. I followed your ass to the casino and lost goddamn $700 in fucking a half hour.
Dave, don't you realize you keep losing the Cliff?
I've only lost to Cliff once. Twice.
Twice.
Yeah, go ahead. So what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to stop?
How many does
I'm listen, I keep right. I'll donate. I'll keep on betting Cliff. Listen, somebody got to get this money. I'd rather give it to Cliff than put it in the machine.
Cliff gave me a bet one time, and I won him betting me back since.
I ain't bet you, Walter.
Yes, you did.
What I bet?
Huh?
What I bet?
He said he didn't bet.
No, Cliff never gave me a bet back no more.